That was the moment that two students were stabbed on the dance floor in the staging of this critical incident response exercise. A replica of Saturday night at 1 a.m. was recreated in a scene that was very close to reality. Within minutes, Gardaí and paramedics were on the scene responding to calls like this.
Hello, Garda.
Hi, I'm in Ireland. There's a big stampede. I don't know what's going on. There's people covered in blood and somebody said there's somebody with a knife. Can you help me?
There's some guy inside and he pulled out a big knife and he's after stabbing somebody. I think somebody could be dead.
In the meantime, the hunt was on for the assailant as security staff in Reardon's and Gardaí tried to control the crowds. The armed response unit arrived quickly on the scene in a bid to defuse the situation and negotiate with the assailant. He was eventually disarmed in a tense exchange that involved a hostage. It was the first time any such incident like this was conducted outside of Dublin, and Gardaí were quick to allay fears that it was in response to a particular threat here in Cork. Sergeant Peter Murphy of Anglesey Street Guard Station says it's all about being ready for any type of critical event.
There's no specific threat in Cork any more than the rest of the country, but I mean it would be foolish to ignore what's happening around the world. That's why we need to be doing things like this. We need to be upskilling, we need to be preparing, we need to be practicing.
The fire service were also on hand, and Cork City Assistant Chief Fire Officer David Spillett told Red FM News about their involvement in situations like this.
Assisting on Garda Síochána accessing an area if there's a barricade gone in, heights with ladders, and then our colleagues in the HSE and the National Ambulance Service in terms of moving casualties. We do also operate a corresponding programme with the HSE.
And for Reardon's and their other counterparts in the industry in Cork, many of whom were present, it was a major training exercise. Owner of Reardon's, Paul Montgomery, says he takes no chances when it comes to security, as ultimately alcohol can exasperate a situation.
Like, we have a roster maybe of 250 people working here, and there is protocols on having one security to every 50 people, but we would be in excess of that. A lot of our business now is around live music and there's food and all that, but ultimately there's drink involved. So we have to be cognizant of the fact that not everyone is going to be in the full of their health, you know, and reaction times and getting people out, getting people downstairs.
The exercise has been hailed a success and it's hoped it will aid the coordination and response times should a critical incident happen in Cork. Fiona O'Donovan, Red FM News at the Secret Garden in Reardon's Bar.